you didn't wake up, and then you said you didn't be an honest, and you worked in the bathroom, that's it. Go somewhere in there a few years, one way or another, but I wouldn't want to come back to your world on earth.
Roughly, how long you been there?
My name is Strange. What you say, roughly, my name's Ruffle.
Is it? Jimmy Ruffle, is it? All right.
My name is Bill Ruffle.
Bill Ruffle?
Yeah,
Bill. Pleased to meet you, Bill.
My mate's called me Ruffle.
Nice to meet you, Bill.
I used to be skipping the leg pool at school. The kids used to say, here comes old Ruff.
Ruff,
yeah.
Did you meet your relatives as soon as
she passed?
Oh, it was somebody with mother. You know, you can
see she comes
yeah, to you, tell you, and there's another brother, mm. Old Bert, Uncle Bert. Mm. And he was a great big star bloke, he was, red face, cool, swore like a big troop of Indians.
Was this by your old body that they come to you?
Yeah,
or?
Well, I was laying out, as I told you.
No, you know, when you sort of yeah. died, and he was on the floor, and he was standing there.
Yeah, the funny thing was, I didn't see him first, you see.
Mm.
Then it's up, you know, I don't know what happened, but I said, I was aware of his mother and him. Seem to be, I don't know, concentrating themselves all the time on religious aspects, whatever you like to call them. They had their services and their meetings, and they had their clergymen, their priests, and what have you, and their emceeing and all that. And they're really thinking there's a modern thing, they're special, really special people.
Yeah.
And they're going to be put back to earth, and they're going to be in a physical body, they're going to be reincarnated, not reincarnated, but they're coming back to earth, and they're going to be special, you know. You can get near them. I mean, I've heard about it. Some of the people that have been trying to sort of talk a lot of it, and occasionally probably one or two didn't come out of it, but that's so bigoted, you can't get near them.
Yeah.
I think they come face to face themselves the first time they come here, you know. Mm. This is what it's all about. You find out about your true self when you get here, mate.
Now, are you visited at all by, let's say, a higher evolved spirit at all?
Oh, well,
do they come down?
We have advanced, what you call, I suppose, that's what you can call halls, auditoriums, is that it?
Mm.
Open air, great natural, wonderful places where people can gather in thousands, and we have people from other places that come and talk to us, and they don't actually have to talk, actually, that's another funny thing about it. That used to puzzle me in the beginning. I mean, I used to be conscious of people, what I thought, saying things to me. But actually, I began to realize it wasn't they were saying them, they were thinking them. And I was hearing them in this thing, saying to some of the great artists and musicians and people that I've heard. I mean, we have great orchestras here and play great music. I mean, there are people here who continue to do the kind of things they love doing. I mean, you get some of the great people in the fair and all that. And they come here and they still continue, they don't suddenly give up. In fact, there are new plays written, new orchestras formed, new concerts devised, as you call it. And because that's one thing I used to love, you know, I used to love good music. I remember we had an old grandfather, so I remember a great big bloody organ it was, money 10 years ago, you know. And I used to buy these old records, you know. And I think I spent a little fortune on records and then days used to sit and listen to good music. Of course, my mother, she liked the lighter things, you know, she liked Veronica, I remember, or something she used to talk about, a play, a musical, something she must have seen, don't you hear that? Perhaps all those ball runners, and she used to like them, and once or twice, well, more than once or twice, we used to go to some of the theatres and see some of these musicals. I remember we went to Daly's several times, we had a queue up, you know, Governor Gods. I don't know how much we paid then, about 6 months or something. My mother was very keen on new good music and that, but she liked the lighter stuff. She used to say to me, oh, God, say, boys, if they play that thing, it's noisy. She didn't like heavy stuff, you know. She loved the light music. Of course, over here, she likes really what we all do. We go to these open-air recitals, as you call them. Marvellous people don't need to worry about getting the back in. It's the best thing that ever happened to anybody. You know, really enjoy life over here and all. You do the things you really want to do. I don't know if I'd have had a real chance looking back, but here I've got all the opportunities to ask stuff that goes
on. You wouldn't want to come back then, Bill?
No, mate, you can have it.
Did you regret the sort of life that you did live, sort of, as you said, as a recluse? Did you regret that when you was over there?
Well, not really. I suppose I should have done, be quite honest about it, but I wouldn't say I lived a selfish life exactly, but I suppose in a way I could have adapted myself. But you know, it's a funny thing. When you live in a small place like Mum and me, you know, and we were devoted to each other, and she was then getting on for what, nearly 18, and I was then, what, 67. You don't suddenly start going out about making new friends, and you sort of got to a rut, I suppose.
So he was absolutely devastated when he did pass.
I was happy with the books, the music, the old records, and occasionally, as I said, I'd go out and get a paper, or I'd go to the library and change the books, and I'd have a little drink sometimes on the way, I'd go in the snug, you know, and do away with the big bucks, you know. I don't know, I suppose, I was a bit shy. I think that, you know, it's one of the things, I like the job, for instance, going around to the ladder and putting up the old bases. I mean, I didn't have to natter to people, and you know, I like people, but I suppose sometimes I was afraid of people. I think sometimes, I think, looking back, I was afraid of making an ass of myself. But over here now, it's all so different.
Weren't you curious about spiritualism? No, thanks at all. Some wonderful meetings in that first start.
I didn't know nothing about spiritualism. I lived in Mother, bless her heart. She wasn't religious. She had a sister who was a bit underpinned. I mean, she was a bit dotty, she was. I mean, bless her heart, I've seen her over here. I remember our floss. She was okay. She'd been in the Salvation Army, you see. But I think she went a little bit funny. But that I also thought she was a bit odd. She used to wear the bonnet and all that, you know, wrap the old bleeding box in. She was all right, but we didn't see much of her anyway, because she didn't live in that area. Just now and again, we'd see her, you know. We never did much, Mum and me. Christmas was just the two of us.
but it had to be that way, I guess. I wouldn't change that. No, I think I did the right thing. People used to say to me, I don't know, you should have got married, and you know, I don't think I was a married guy, and I don't know what there was.
You met Rose over there, Rose the flower girl?
No,
who
the hell's she?
You don't know?
Give us his life in a nutshell, isn't it?
I was going to say again.